dinner at a restaurant. The way your sweetheart handles the service staff is an indication of how they treat others and how they're going to treat you down the line. And finally, look around your boyfriend or girlfriend's place. Are they living within their means, or are you wondering how their $30,000 a year salary can buy a plasma TV? Financial issues are a major cause of divorce, so you better talk money before you get serious. This is John Tesh with today's Intelligence for Your Life Minute.
Thank you, Mr. Tesh. They figured out the number one cause of divorce, actually. It's not finances. It's not sexual problems. It's not in-laws. The number one cause of divorce, marriage. You can hear much more of John Tesh coming up later on this evening at 6 o'clock. That will follow Reed Magnum filling in for Sweet Lou Turner, who's on vacation this week right here on WRJN. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is 12 minutes until 10 o'clock on a hump day morning, and she is the state representative from the mighty 61st District. Please welcome back to your radio friend, Representative Samantha Kirkman. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Glenn. How's everybody today?
How is everybody? I cannot speak for everybody, but I am doing well. How are you?
You know, summer has come. You know, it's sprung, and it's going to be a hot week, and hope people take advantage of it and get down to the lake or any of our great lakes around Kenosha and Racine counties.
What are you doing this summer?
I it's going to be a busy weekend full of events, and not sure. I know I have a picnic on Saturday morning or late morning with the Kenosha GOP. Congressman Paul Ryan will be there in attendance, so looking forward to that. Have an Eagle Scout ceremony. And the opening of Festival Foods is happening on Thursday night on Green Bay Road in Summers. Excited about that new opportunity here in our area. I love Festival. They're a great grocery store. So just a lot of events going on, and I know there are plenty of festivals for people to attend in Kenosha and Racine counties.
I like Speaker Ryan a lot, but he had a rough night last night in Cleveland. He gaveled the group, the delegates, to order with the wrong side of the gavel, with the handle. Then when he announced that Donald Trump had become the official nominee for your party, he called him Donald Day Trump. And I suggested that he might subconsciously have actually wanted Daniel Day Lewis to become your nominee. What do you think?
Well, you know, Paul is our leader, and you know, I've known Paul since 1997, before he even became our congressman, and watched him grow into through these leadership roles. And you know, it's exciting. I don't know if folks in Racine and Kenosha, Walworth, Waukesha, South Milwaukee, his district, when they see him up there, and really he's representing the state of Wisconsin and then the first district. I don't agree with him on every issue, and people don't agree with me on every issue, and that's okay. But to see him just represent our great state on the national level like he has for so many years, you know, when you look at back in 2012, I still remember him coming out on that aircraft carrier and how proud I was and how excited I was. And I wasn't tipped off until early that morning that he was going to be, you know, going to be the vice presidential pick by Mitt Romney. So to see him now in the role of speaker, you know, again, like, people don't agree with me. I don't always agree with him on every issue, but he has to represent the entire country in many different interests.
What's an area or an issue that you don't agree with him on?
You know, some of his proposals, I guess I would say some of the immigration and how some of the things have maybe worked through. And it's hard. You know, I'm in a body with 99 members, and we come from one state. And usually, you know, even when we have disagreements amongst the 99 of us, we're kind of all from Wisconsin, and, you know, we have Wisconsin interests in mind. And when you're out in Congress, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. You have 435 members of Congress who come from many different states, many different backgrounds. And it is hard to come up with one issue that, in one direction always, that pleases everybody. You know, I recently, last month, I was out in South Dakota with my boys and watched the video. Ever get the opportunity to do it?
To do what? You cut out there.
the Levine ceremony at Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
They play a video first and talk about the president. And it really made me think that, you know, Abraham Lincoln, who served probably during the most contentious parts of the United States becoming the United States and where it is today, you know, we were in the middle of a civil war. People were killing each other over their beliefs. And, you know, today we have disagreements. We have many, many disagreements, but we're not in the middle of a civil war. So I look back at the struggles we've faced to get to where we are in this time in our country is kind of like, it is a struggle. Don't get me wrong. But we will be stronger for this and these discussions that we have.
Did you go to Deadwood, South Dakota by any chance?
I did. I traveled up through Deadwood. We did make a mini pit stop, but, you know, there's a lot of cowboys around in Deadwood.
There is a tremendous show about the founding of Deadwood that HBO did called Deadwood. Deadwood was a very unique location in the Black Hills up there because they were in no man's land. They weren't part of the United States. They weren't part of a territory. They literally were just by themselves. And the show, which only lasted for three seasons, chronicles, and it's based on real life people that founded the town. The town was founded literally with no laws. There was no laws in Deadwood. And I don't know if you're familiar with places like Minocqua, Wisconsin.
I've been up there, but I haven't, haven't been there for a long time, I guess.
Deadwood is about the size of a town like Minocqua. It's about, 1,200 people or less than 3,000 people. They've got like 200 casinos there. Did you play any slots while you were there?
They do have a lot of casinos out that way. So, which, you know, was one of the big issues that was here in Kenosha County, you know, a few years ago.
Did you support the casino that was knocked down by Governor Walker?
I did. I was probably the first and most vocal of all the Republicans on that particular issue. It wasn't going to be actually reside directly in my district, but literally across the street from where my district is. So I, over the years, even though, again, that's an issue where I had conservative people who are just anti-gambling, who were very opposed to the casino, but for the majority of my constituents, it was probably 85% or more who supported that particular proposal.
Well,
and again, that's where one issue where you have, you know, so many people who might be supportive of it, but then obviously the governor had said no.
She represents the district right across the street from where the casino would have been, the 61st District. She is State Representative Samantha Kirkman. So I haven't been to Mount Rushmore, but is it as cool as it looks?
It is. It's not as big. You know, you look in and you see pictures of it. We did the whole walk around. It's about a mile and a quarter maybe, pass around Mount Rushmore, and then we walked up to the amphitheater where at night they do honor the veterans, and my boys and I definitely did enjoy that ceremony and stayed past dark. And the ranger who was leading that program that day just happened to be from Wisconsin, so he got some extra cheers out of us when the program was going on.
Of course, on Mount Rushmore is, as you said, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Theodore Roosevelt. So there's four presidents. So if you had to name the four presidents since Theodore Roosevelt that you would put on another Mount Rushmore, who would be your four choices?
To me, from Minnesota. And we had that conversation. It would be very difficult, and my choices would probably be different than other people's choices. So, and that's where we have this great monument today, and I would not want to mention who I think should be on there because, again, we have a hard enough time as we're discussing who should be on the $20 bill.
That's a
fair... So I will defer that for a later date because, you know, I don't want to ruin this is a place that was on my bucket list and took the kids out there to see it because I had never seen it. And we really had a great time in South Dakota, treated as well. There were some awful wildfires out there while we were there, unfortunately. And So we got to even see some acts of nature that we wouldn't necessarily see here in Wisconsin, too.
You're running for re-election, aren't you?
I am, and you know, like all of us, we run every 2 years. So I feel like I just got off the ballot, but back on already, and it's going well. And you know, just we're done with the parade season, so I finished up the last parade last Sunday, Bristol Progress Days, and now we start the fairs. And so next week is the Racine County Fair. Come out. Thursday is elected official day, so I know that I'll be out there for part of the evening, or excuse me, Wednesday is elected official day, so I know I'll be out there Wednesday and probably a little bit on Thursday and Friday, too. So, you know, come get your funnel cake and your corn dog, and, you know, last year I think I splurged on some cheese curds, too, from the Optimist Club.
How many hours a week do you spend campaigning?
You know, it varies, you know, is going to an event, a campaign event, or, you know, putting together literature, talking to people, you know, planning fundraisers and all the things that go along with that. So it just varies by the week. And so and every 2 years, it's Congressman Paul Ryan. I look at my district. I'm really fortunate. I'm now only in one county. I have one county board to really communicate with. Not that I don't get invited to Racine and Walworth counties occasionally. And my issues that I have going down here are primarily around economic development. And then my other interest besides economic development is fraud and waste in government. And then family issues, and I'm on the Children and Families Committee. So kind of diverse. I like tax policy, economic development, you know, the children and families issues. So those are things that I get to talk about on a regular basis that really impact my district. We are on the gateway, you know, to Wisconsin. You come over the Illinois border, and we're right here. You know, there's a lot happening with economic development and working with our local leaders on their planning and where do they want, you know, business development to be, where do we want residential development to be, where do we want to keep rural and green space. So really these are the challenges that we face going forward in the next, you know, few years, not even 2 years, but few years out.
Well, good luck on the campaign trail and be safe out there. Where are you this morning? The cell service has been a little spotty. Where are you at right now?
I am in Silver Lake, Wisconsin. So enjoying this pretty much the center point of my district.
All right. Well, enjoy your Wednesday. And as always, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us on Community Conversations.
Sounds great. Thanks, Glenn. Bye-bye.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
WRJN covers the world at 10 o'clock.
The outsider is in. Conventioneers lambast Clinton. I'm Evan Haining.